Thor Logan Halvorsen's spirit left us on Sunday, September 4, sharing his final gift of love with his family. He was born in Squamish, on Fifth Avenue, on November 14, 1935, the youngest son of Lisabeth and Theodore Halvorsen, joining Viola, Harold, Norman and later, cousins Harvey and Karen in the Halvorsen clan on Victoria Street. He married June Mom, his loving wife of 67 years, and started a family with the arrival of Carl, Leona, followed by Gary, Delina, Tora and Kent. He would likely cringe at the praise we are about to lavish upon him, but here goes. He believed that the only thing you were born with was your good name and worked his whole life to maintain that legacy. He was proud of his Norwegian heritage, and he lived a happy life, always surrounded by family. A lover of nature, he reveled in the out-of-doors. He was an avid hunter in his younger years, an exemplary fly fisherman in his later years, and an obsessive photographer of wildlife and great-grandchildren. He had a killer's instinct at badminton, was a respected faller in the woods, and a fierce competitor at lager sports events, actually winning the first official competition in 1959, though he was always quick to mention that Bert Ray had won the first unofficial event in 1958. He had the best sly sense of humor. He was honest, trustworthy, and a man of his word. He believed in volunteerism, and so many in the community benefited from his gift of time. He was one of the founding members of the first Squamish Estuary Management Committee that helped protect much of the estuary from further industrial development. He loved sports, his newspaper and crosswords, and could make just about anything in his shop downstairs. He was an excellent gardener and grew the best tomatoes. He loved life and especially his grandchildren Wayne, Vivian, Carly, Brent, Brad and Zoe, Brian, and five, soon to be six, great-grandchildren. He is sorely missed and continuously loved. There will be no service, by his request. Heartfelt thanks to Dr. Jameson, Dr. Bull and all the staff at the Sea to Sky Hospice Society.